counties determines what's the actual budget number for each county. For Milwaukee County in 2014, the budget represents a decrease of about $4,000 compared to 2013. We did provide you a report of work that we've done in the last year for Milwaukee County municipalities, for Milwaukee County, as well as regional planning efforts. A key regional planning effort that the commission completed in 2013 was a regional housing plan. That housing plan was considered by the Milwaukee County Board and I believe was endorsed unanimously at your last county board meeting. Next year and continuing through the year 2015, a major effort of the Regional Planning Commission will be a major reevaluation, update, and extension of the Regional Transportation Plan. This is an effort that is required by the federal government. It's required to be reevaluated, updated, and extended in order to keep federal funding from the USDOT flowing to Milwaukee County for public transit and streets and highways, as well as to the municipalities of Milwaukee County and to the state of Wisconsin. It is a major effort. It will begin with a visioning effort in which we have workshops that are scheduled to kick off this October. I hope you can participate in those workshops. Steve Adams will have a real key role in those workshops and as well in other community meetings we will have as part of that effort. And, of course, a key part of that effort is to try and continue to communicate the need for a good public transit system in Milwaukee County in southeastern Wisconsin and the crisis that we face in funding that transit system. And that will be a key message that we will be carrying as part of that effort to indicate that the only way to accomplish that is through increased state funding and a dedicated local funding source for public transit, such as a sales tax that was approved by referendum in Milwaukee County in November of 2008.
Thank you. Would you like to add anything, Mr. Adams?
Thank you. Just to add, as Ken indicated, we are taking on our next cycle of long-term planning called the Vision 2050 Plan. Some of you may have seen this document here. If not, we can brought some copies. We can pass it out for you. And again, it's a very extensive public engagement process. We have seven upcoming meetings, and that's the first set of five meetings that the public will be actively engaged in. And other stakeholders as well. So we look forward to working with you. Please provide any comments or aspects that you would like for us to cover in the plan. Thank you.
What was the name of the plan again, sir?
Sorry?
The name of the plan again.
It's the Vision 2050 Plan. Which we can pass these out.
Yeah. Which is the update of the Regional Transportation Plan.
Any questions from any comments of supervisors?
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Joseph.
First of all, could I understand procedurally how we're working the CERPAC? I know we usually do it with a resolution. Is that going to be on finance coming up? What's happening on the procedural part?
Mr. Cady.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, the sewer PAC is a separate resolution that is voted on as part of your budget approval process, and that will occur
usually
during the end when you adopt the levy and other matters related to this.
So we don't have that resolution yet?
To the extent that it's in a resolution form, you will have that resolution, yes, but it will adopt the levy amount that is shown on the communication from sewer PAC.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of sewer PAC. I really appreciate the work that goes into it. I know the housing document was very comprehensive. It's something we should be talking about more than we do. Mm-hmm. That housing plan is so key to this entire region, to economic development, et cetera. And I don't know the answer to communicating. Just so little coverage goes around those kinds of issues. I know every municipality, every common council, every county board, et cetera, should be planning around that housing plan. So I appreciate the work you're doing. I'm looking forward to the Vision 2050. Just a question on this one. The regional transportation plan for 2035 is the one I'm familiar with right mm-hmm. now. And, of course, we did an amendment to that from Milwaukee County, which is to plan for the extension of 794. The process apparently is just getting started to extend that one. And I think the most controversial topic around financing, save housing maybe, is transportation. But really the two go hand in hand. And I know Sewer PAC tries to do things non-politically, which is what a planning agency should do. But I don't know how you avoid that one in planning transportation. I don't know if you want to comment on that.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, supervisors, yes, we try and do the research and analysis and make conclusions and recommendations. We work with advisory committees of local officials and citizens that are knowledgeable about the subject as we make those recommendations that are considered by the commission. I think we do not hesitate in making known what those recommendations are. I have been accused in the past with regard to public transit of, they said, I wish you would present those recommendations in a more monotone way, not with such enthusiasm regarding the need for public transit, for example. So, you know, I mean, I think we do get criticized with that from time to time, but we will make the recommendations clear. And for example, with regard to housing is the recommendation that we really need more modest single-family housing to be permitted to be built in communities throughout the region with major job centers is a key recommendation. And this is something that's supported by the Metropolitan Builders Association, which was a member of the committee, and they've advocated that in front of communities, really indicating that there's a market. They're not being permitted to meet that market. And it also really leads into, as you look at economic development in the future, that we have in the past had this natural growth of labor force in the 70s, 80s, and 90s as the baby boomers became of age and were a big bulge in the population, as women in increasing numbers entered the labor force. That's going to entirely change over the next 30 years, where even to support minimal to modest growth in employment, we will need to in-migrate population and labor force. That's a sea change from what's happened in the past. Probably every urban area will need to do that across this nation. And you're going to be in competition with other areas, and one of the things that people are going to look at is what is the cost of housing? That an employer will consider that because they'll need to attract employees. So I think it's a message you can listen to now, or you're going to get hit in the face with it 10, 15 years from now. So that's the way we try to communicate the message, for example. But I think, and we're working in different ways. The Journal Sentinel has said that they're going to run articles or series in the coming months. We'll be on the 4th Street Forum in early November. So we continue to try to get the message out. Any ideas you have, we're more than willing to work with you, and we want to work with you.
Always wise counsel. I can be political. I'm elected, mm-hmm. so I'm a political person. You know, the criticism of Milwaukee County and the Milwaukee County Board goes really unabated. When you have a board in Ozaukee County who turned down the kind of planning Sewer PAC does for housing, if there's a board that needs to be reined in my opinion, it's up there. And unfortunately, a lot of the folks who sit on the Greater Milwaukee Committee don't get that message. So I'm going to be political for a minute here and state that on the record. And I sure hope we start seeing some good articles in the Journal being critical about that decision. So mm-hmm. thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments, questions? Again, this budget will be taken just before we finalize. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you.